The Daily News Article Audio. Today in Lifestyle and Entertainment. Michael Kors goes fur-free after being slammed by activists. Michael Kors decided to stop using real fur after anti-fur activists castigated him in New York last year. The fashion designer and company owner was criticized by protesters during a dialogue on fashion and arts at the Metropolitan Museum of Art with Alina Cho, an editor and former host of CNN. The pair's conversation was interrupted by demonstrators who surrounded Michael Kors and waved anti-fur banners at him while mimicking animal sounds. The protesters believe that he should be blamed for the murder of many animals whose fur were turned into coats, bags, and other similar products. As a response to the protest, Michael Kors announced months later that his company is finally throwing fur overboard and will utilize fake but realistic fur using advanced technology as a replacement. By the end of 2018, the company's current fur products will no longer be available in the market. Through Twitter, a lot of people expressed their relief and happiness over this decision. One of those who felt very pleased with the announcement was animal rights organization PETA, or People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, who considers this milestone a gift to all animals who grow and bear fur. Prior to the announcement, fashion brand Gucci had already declared that it would stop manufacturing fur products. Other companies have also followed suit, including Armani and Stella McCartney. While several luxury brands are now going fur-free, recent figures suggest that its impact is still minimal. According to the Fur Information Council of America, 70% of major designers still carry fur in their fall and winter collections. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated. Chances for everyone, everywhere.